Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice!
Ryan, I've told you many times I am not Beetlejuice.
Okay, sorry.
Welcome to Poor Little Thing, the podcast, also known as...
PLT.
The podcast where we share and discuss stories involving life's poor little things. Like that time you said yes to being in a hemorrhoid cream commercial. Hi, my name is Amy Goodmurphy, and beside me is the newest host of his own talk show called Talking with Rye.
Whoa.
On Fox News? Okay, it's Ryan Steele.
Hi. We'll get to that in a second. Also, okay. Fox News?
Yes.
Hemorrhoid commercial. Yeah. Hemorrhoid cream commercial.
It was cream for your bum.
You said yes to this?
Yes, I did.
Recently?
No, it was a long time ago. Okay. If you are on Patreon, I will find it and put it up because there is a link, secret link.
Yes.
Okay? So I will find it and I'll put it on there. But essentially, I was not getting a lot of work.
Mm.
I didn't have a lot under my belt.
The biz.
The biz was happening and I was not a part of it.
Okay.
It was a picture Wall Street, bustling, hustling.
Yes.
And then I'm standing on the corner of 41st Street and National.
I see you.
And here I am. Mm-hmm. And every time someone passes me as they're going to work, I go, "You got any work? Excuse me, sir, you got any work? Miss, you got an extra paycheck for me?" You know, things like that.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing barely anything.
Really?
Naked almost.
Whoa.
Yes.
Showing it off.
Only just because I like that.
Yeah.
I had enough to have full clothes, but I like to have sort of wear what I want.
Yeah, yeah.
So I happen to be wearing very scantily clad, as you've said before on this pod.
Because I have sex cells.
Sex cells. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, sir. Please give me a job. And they would go, ew, don't.
Yeah, get out of here.
And that's
scram queer.
Scram queer is what I got a lot. So anyways, it wasn't working a lot. And a friend of ours was shooting. He was DOPing, director of photography.
Heard of it.
His camera guy.
Okay.
He was, I was part of his deal. And he said, "Hey, would love it if you'd push you for this client. I'd push you in front of this client, essentially, and see if they like you." And they did.
Your big break.
It was my big break, hemorrhoid cream. So I had to be in a yoga class. And when they said action, I had to not be able to sit down in my bum hole.
I do remember this.
You remember? Yeah. And I did this weird voice where I chose to sit, to go, ooh, and they liked.
Yeah.
Or maybe they couldn't direct me otherwise.
Well.
Sometimes they say, "Hey, do it differently," and I can't.
Do you have this on your resume?
Yeah. Well, I don't think so. Commercial, no. I'm not sure. Maybe. I'll have to ask my agent.
Yeah.
She's the one doing the work.
Your sizzle reel, maybe.
Might be on my sizzle reel, but I'm not sure. Yeah, it's just three. And then that's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a nice sound.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a new talk show.
Yes.
It's called Talking with Rye.
Cat's out of the bag.
And it is on Fox News.
Okay. And I know that's a little bit of a red flag.
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm very liberal and I would, you know, I don't watch Fox News, even though I do have it on my cable package.
Okay.
Humble brag. But Fox News is not known for having, in my opinion, the best of of political views. It has a lot of trash people on there.
Yeah.
But when you're 46 years old and you're shopping a show and everybody says no and somebody finally says yes.
Who cares?
Who the fuck cares? I am still renting. I am single. I need to buy an apartment. I need to buy a boyfriend. Uh-huh. I need to buy new face work on my face.
Can I tell you something?
What's that?
Go off.
Go off. And if Fox News says, hey, we love talking with Rye, then, you know, I'm going to say yes to Fox News.
That's right.
But here's the thing. They've already brought up a few things that I do not want to talk about.
Okay.
So hopefully that I can kind of just skate through the show and talk about my sassy, fun things. They said I can't talk about anything gay, no drag queens. I can't talk about my personal life. I do have a girlfriend now. Her name is Diane, and she is 52.
Okay.
And we've been together for 17 years. We have no kids by our choice.
Oh.
And we live in a penthouse in North Vancouver.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I did also see on your poster that you're wearing a Make America Great Again hat.
That was photoshopped in.
Mm.
It was. I would never wear that. It was photoshopped in, and I did get quite mad.
Yeah.
And my team, when they saw it, my team is me and my mom.
I know. Your mom.
Yeah, my mom. She stepped in. She's helping out.
She had to step in.
Yeah, she had to step in because I was overwhelmed.
Yes, of course.
And so she came in, and she has no experience
in
the biz.
What is she doing?
But that's also her strength. You know what I mean? It's just like an outsider looking in. She comes in with a fresh perspective is what we say. And so they photoshopped that in, and I was really mad. But then Fox News, the like boss, was like, do you want your show or not? And I said, well, yes, please
give me my show.
Please don't take it away. So,
don't daddy. Now listen, congratulations on your new show.
Thank you. Talking with Rye, it's in place of Tucker Carlson's show because he got fired.
Don't say his name,
but he is an executive producer. He is such a nice guy. He has some really good ideas. He's just misunderstood.
Well, consider it consider it canceled, and now you're canceled.
I'm just kidding.
Shut up.
But I was kidding about that, but everything else I said is real.
Okay, now listen. There's a new Drag Race superstar.
There is.
And I want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, grow up.
Yeah, come on. It's been like a week and a half now.
Come on. Honestly, fuck off. Because here's the thing. We are up to date. We stay current. This is going to come out a week later, and then something else is going to be, and we're going to be a touch behind.
Yeah.
But you can't be even further behind than us.
That's right.
We're already so behind.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, there's a new winner, and the winner is...
Nymphia Wind!
I, for one, may I go off, Queen?
Please go off.
Okay, so the last two queens were Nymphia Queen and Saphira...
Nymphia Wind.
Were Nymphia Queen. I will call her as I please. Okay, the last two queens were Nymphia Queen and Saphira Queen. Okay? And they battled it out.
They did.
It was a battle royale.
Yes, it was.
You know what that is.
I know what that is.
And so... But here, riddle me this. Mm. When I turned on the tube, I sort of fast-forwarded something I didn't want to see. I don't always love when they walk out. If they're not fierce and they're walking out, it's a whole little like song and dance. I kind of fast-forward a little bit, you know? If they're coming out and they're on fire,
well,
I'm watching it.
You're throwing that remote on the floor.
I'm throwing it, smashing it on the ground so that I cannot fast-forward. Yeah. Nobody can.
The batteries, you know, bust out of it. Yeah, smash.
Crash. Yeah. So, and then my downstairs neighbor's like, what the fuck? Shut up. Sorry, I really just spat a little bit there.
I like it.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Are the boogers on the floor too?
Yep.
All right. Okay, so anyways.
I pick my nose and sometimes I flick them on the floor. But months ago, Amy told me that that's disgusting. So now, even when I'm by myself, I get a little tissue. When I pick my nose, I put that little that little booger in the tissue, and then I fold it. And then, I mean, if I have another one, I put it down and I fold the tissue over again, and then I throw it in the garbage. Okay. There's no boogers on my floor in 2024.
You should have that. That's your new motto. There's no boogers on my floor
in 2024.
Okay, so
feels good.
See, I'm going to have to tell you something.
Go.
You didn't have to say what you could have just said, I don't put them on the floor anymore. I put them in a Kleenex. Mm. But what you have told us all is your regime. You put it in a Kleenex, you fold it, and
I don't want to look at it.
If there's another booger, then you fold that up again. So there's multiple different layers of boogers on squares.
Well, I don't want to waste multiple pieces of tissue. It's bad for the environment and it's bad for my wallet.
Okay.
So I like to put one in, I fold it because I don't want to be like editing on my computer and look over and see this little booger.
Yeah.
So I fold it so I can't see it.
Yes.
And then it's like origami. The fold just gets, you know, more and more.
You know what I do?
What's that?
I hold it in my finger like a little ball and I keep watching TV and I hold it up like this away from me, away from anywhere until Jenny goes, what is in your fingers? And I go, nothing, nothing. And then I run to the garbage and throw the little ball out. And yeah. She goes, so help me God, if there was a booger that you were rolling in your finger for the last 30 minutes while we watched this show. You know what I mean?
Do you wash your hands after?
Am I on a lie detector?
No, I couldn't afford one.
No, I don't always wash my hands after I have a little boog.
Well, I think you should.
Brian, you do not.
Yeah, I don't. But I do have sanitizer underneath my coffee table that I do take a little squirt.
Every time you do a single boog, you sanitize your hands?
Not every time. Am I on a lie detector?
Hey, yeah, you are. You're hooked up.
Hey, Fox News just texted me. Stop talking about your boogers. Okay, sorry. Sorry.
Hey, wait, I have to tell you something.
What's that?
You are on a lie detector test. I didn't tell you that.
Really?
D and I rigged up your chair. What's that, D? That's right.
Dude, how could you do this to me? I thought we were buddies.
D has connections on the inside.
Oh, I knew that.
In the clang.
I know.
In the what do they call it? In the slammer.
Yeah.
Okay, she has connections and she got this lie detector test, and I'm gonna put you through a lie detector test right now.
Oh my
D.
God.
Some music is happening right now.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
You think you can pass?
I'm gonna pass.
Do you sanitize your hands every time you pull a booger out of your nose?
Yes.
Whoops. Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Lying
maybe
already.
Maybe I don't.
Okay.
How does it do that?
Because I told you, you don't ask questions.
Okay. Sorry.
Do you touch your crotch and are curious of the aroma?
Yes.
And that's
proud of that one.
That's hey, what do you mean you're proud of that
not
one?
I'm proud of it, but the smell isn't bad. I like the smell of like a musky man's area, a like clean area. Like the musky smell. I don't like dirty, but I like the musky smell.
Brian, I regret asking it. D, edit that out. True or false?
What?
You're gay.
True.
You just lost your job.
Oh, shit.
Yes, we did it. D, unhook it.
Talking with Rye has officially been canceled by Fox News.
I'm sorry, Brian, but I had to do it.
Damn it. To be replaced by a new show called Working the Rigs with D. What?
What? D?
Oh.
Working the Rigs with D?
Well, D, you better still do the levels for us.
Yeah, you better still fucking... What do you mean working the rigs? You never worked a rig in your life. What do you even know what to do?
Oh.
Honestly, shut up, D.
You'll figure it out? Okay, good luck.
Just like you figure out women's bodies? What?
D, you're disgusting. How about no more talking to
you?
You
are disgusting, yeah.
Nymphia Wind.
Okay, Nymphia Wind won. Now, here's the deal. Thank you so much for bringing us back on track there. I had to tell you, you were hooked up to a monitor. A lie detector test.
That's true.
So I watched that final battle because all of a sudden I was watching and then I must have like fully zoned out. Like I must have just been like zzzz and fully zoned out. And then who was the third one? Plain Jane?
Plain Jane.
Plain Jane. I got a question for you in a second. So then all of a sudden Plain Jane was gone.
Yeah.
When they said, oh, the final dance is happening. I was like, oh, I must have missed when they knocked off the third person.
Mm-hmm.
I thought for sure Plain Jane would have been there. She was not.
Yes.
But let me tell you something. I want to talk about that in a second because I want to know what the fuck happened to her.
Yeah, I got some things to say.
The final battle? I think so.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was awesome.
Yeah. What did you like about it?
Just like there was reveals. It was a good song. Padam, padam.
Padam.
It's like the biggest, you know, gay anthem of the last year, probably. So I'm glad they got the rights. I'm glad they chose it. I thought Nymphia Wind deserved to win.
Same. Yeah. And you know what? Come for me. Please don't come for me, but come for me. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I have no protection around me. I don't come from you. You can come for him because I'll protect him, but that's I have true. No protection.
Yeah, be careful.
Okay, so here's the thing. Mm. I thought she grew.
Yeah.
I thought she was very humble, and I actually identified with her insecurity, but then also like working it out in the challenges.
Yes.
Where she was like, fuck, I don't think I could do this, and then she shines, and they came for her. Remember, they were like, you're always saying that you can't do this, but then you're amazing sort of thing.
Yeah, they were kind of annoyed by that.
But I truly believe that she was insecure. Mm-hmm. She wasn't sure. She didn't know. She's not high on her britches. She's not too big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She doesn't have a big head.
Well, this is true.
And then she's funny.
Mm.
She's cute.
Yeah.
She was nice.
Yeah.
She did her thing.
Yes.
And the final dance.
Yeah.
When the balloons,
ooh,
helium balloons,
ooh,
came out.
Ooh.
And then she danced like I'd never seen her dance before.
Uh-huh. Well, she's never had to lip sync before.
Oh my God. That was
like
the thing.
For her life or for the crown or anything. I think there was a lip sync palooza thing near the beginning of the season. But other than that, she's never had to do it where it really mattered for something big. And, She knocked it out of the park.
Brian, let me tell you, she saved the best for last.
She did. And what I want to say, too, is that she had reveals, like you said, with the balloons. She went and she flipped on her head and put her Lino feet in the air.
Yep.
She did crowd work. She was like storming across the stage, pointing at people in the audience, making them feel like they were there, you know?
Yeah.
She kind of checked every single box you want to do. And poor Safira.
Because
I want to say, going into the finale, Safira was the favorite.
Yeah.
I was at work that day and I literally was talking to people saying, hey, do you think it's going to be Safira or Plain Jane? Nymphia Wynn didn't even come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
One person did say, what about Nymphia Wynn? I'm like, there's no way.
I agree.
Like, the top two were Plain Jane and Safira, and then Plain Jane sucked on her personal song, whatever.
Okay, so now tell me, is that what happened there? What I missed?
So the three of them all had their song and their dance that they prepared solo, and Nymphia, amazing. Safira, fucking out of control. So good.
Okay.
Plain Jane, a little lackluster.
Right.
My friend Brad saw it. Within 5 seconds of Plain Jane, he was like, and Plain's gone.
Okay, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I did see it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that was the next level. Mm. I didn't realize. I didn't know what was happening. Mm-hmm. I'm lying now through my... Hey, put the detector on me. I didn't see... Fuck, I'm all over the map now. I didn't see Nymphia's solo. Mm. I did see Safira's and Plain Jane's.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe I just thought it was just like, I didn't understand the... I didn't understand the levels. I've seen it every year. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. When I saw Plain Jane, it all makes sense now. I agree. It was a little lackluster. So that was the deal.
It was about her bodysuit or something.
Yeah.
Another queen has been queened. Season 16 is now in the books.
It's in the books. And I really love the winner. And just to tell you one little thing, Sasha Colby is so hot. She's so hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She whips her hair.
Mm-hmm.
She works the camera.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. When she dances, I'm like, you know?
She was in Vancouver recently. I did not go, but I had many friends go, and they say it was one of the best shows they've ever seen in their life.
I couldn't go because I couldn't take the risk.
Of falling in love with her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it.
I couldn't take the risk. I didn't want to break up my home for Sasha Colby because, you know, if she saw me, she'd turn.
I get it.
For me.
I got some scoop.
D. Scoop. Scoop. Scoop.
Scoop. Scoop. Okay, I got some scoop.
What?
My cousin's wife found out she was pregnant at 32 weeks.
Brian, is this appropriate?
It's scoop. My cousin's wife is pregnant. I'm going to have another, what do you call your cousin's kids? Are they anything?
Second cousins.
My second cousin. They're my second cousins?
My second cousin.
Okay.
That's right.
Regardless. Anyway, because they got like a couple, they got like an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old or something like that. They were done. They had closed the chapter on children. They were moving on. And I guess my cousin's wife had thought maybe she was, you know, thought she was maybe pregnant. And she came to our show.
Okay.
And I didn't want to say anything because that's very rude.
You don't say, hey.
You never say, hey, you pregnant?
Hey, you pregnant? Hey, you look pregnant.
But it went through my mind.
Okay.
Apparently, she thought the same thing.
Okay.
Took some tests. Everything came back negative. You're not pregnant. You're not pregnant.
Okay.
Then I saw a photo because my cousin won a little award and she was in the photo. And you know when women are pregnant, they wear like maternity clothes, or not maternity clothes, but you know, there's a style of, you know, hiding your baby bump, or on TV.
Sure.
I know, I'm skating a real
line very here. Scared, Brian.
Anyway, and I saw a photo, and then again I thought, and I wanted to ask another cousin of mine, my cousin's sibling, but you don't ask that.
You don't.
Because, you know, we all fluctuate, and if she had just gained weight, then that's her journey, and that's totally fine.
Just like our face journey, that's her journey.
100%. Anyway, last week, I'm talking to my cousin, the sibling of my cousin, who has the wife. Sure enough, she found out she was pregnant. 32 weeks.
What do you mean negative, 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 and all of a sudden positive?
Well, I guess her family doctor was no longer or something. Like, they moved on, so she didn't have a family doctor. So she finally went to a clinic weeks later, and they're like, oh, yeah, you might be a few weeks pregnant. Let's take a look.
What the heck?
They do an ultrasound. 32 weeks.
It's a full baby. It's coming out next week.
She's having a baby in June. She found out in April of 2024 that she is pregnant. Anyway, me and my sisters and my cousins, we all had a good little chuckle about it. And then we have a new little addition to the family coming. So it's exciting.
That's exciting.
But 32 weeks.
You know what? It reminds me of so many stories we've heard. It's like, I didn't know I was pregnant. And then all of a sudden I was giving birth.
Yes.
It's like, what?
Yes.
Incredible.
And it's really cool. My bosses at Fox News are actually going to have her on the show tonight. And she's going to give birth live.
Ryan.
Yes.
Your show has been canceled.
Oh, I forgot.
Your show has been canceled.
Damn.
So you will be canceling that birth on stage, studio birth at Fox News.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Call your cousin. Guess what?
What's that?
I went to Palm Springs.
When you're a megastar like Amy Diane Goodmurphy,
go on.
You go to Miami 1 week and you go to California the next.
Excuse me. If you're going to say my name, you say my full name, which is Amy, Jamie, Diane, Jesleen, Chantel. And you know that.
Good Murphy.
Okay. Good Murphy.
I do know that. I just forget the order sometimes.
That's okay.
What is it again?
It's Amy, Jamie, Diane, Jesleen, Chantel, Good Murphy.
Wow, you did do it properly.
And you know that.
I do know that.
Everybody knows
that.
I
just get lazy.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't always share it because I don't want my identity stolen. I don't like to share my full name.
Yeah, that'd be scary.
Because it's really, you know, for me, it's like you have to put in all the middle names. Mm. So it'll be tricky.
What are your initials?
My initials are, it's no problem for me, Brian. You're testing me as if I've got the lie detector test on me.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Let me tell you, I'm not getting zapped because I'm going to tell you what they are right now.
Go ahead.
They're A, J, D, J, C, G. Okay? Those are my initials. And I don't have a problem with that. That's right.
Wow.
I don't have a problem with that.
I came for you and you fucking just nailed that.
I delivered.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Thank you. But don't ever take me on Family Feud.
I'm not.
No, I'm not. Because listen, it wouldn't be good.
No.
It'd be so bad.
Yeah.
It'd be so bad. I know my name.
Remember when I tried to get on Family Feud and they were like, no thanks.
Yeah.
And then they wanted me to audition again. And I was like, fuck you.
Family Feud, if you're listening, honestly, why is he and his family not on?
Mm-hmm.
What are you supposed to do in your audition videos? Hey, everybody, we're great. TV.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm so. It's
yeah.
Like, what?
Good answer. It's like, how about fuck off?
How about fuzz off?
Yeah.
You know what else?
I'm not supposed to say fuck anymore.
Don't say the F word anymore.
Yeah. No, my goals this week are not to say fucking, and you know.
Well,
I'm going to try my best.
You're going to, and all you can do is your best.
That's all I can do.
Okay, listen, I went to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
And you're right. I am a jet setter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, my queen wanted to go. My queen, we went to Miami. I told you all about it.
Yes.
Told you all the stories.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't think I don't have any stories about Palm Springs because I sure as hell do.
Well.
So my queen is like, hey, let's go. We've got some friends staying down there.
Mm-hmm.
Their house is getting renovated here in the city. And they have a family friend who has a place in down in Palm Springs.
Why wouldn't you go?
So they're like, let's go work from there.
Yeah.
And then they said, hey, you guys are respectful. Come down because, you know, we got to keep a bit of a low profile because it's in a gated community.
Oh.
But come down and hang with us for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
We're not partiers. We're not doing anything crazy, you know. So I was like, Jenny, no, I can. She goes, I got your ticket.
Oh.
That's when she turned to me and it was so weird. She turned to me and went, I have your ticket. It was so weird. I was like,
in
that tone. I was like, why are you talking like that? And she was like, I don't know.
She's trying to be sexy, maybe.
She's trying to thing on it, but I didn't like
it. Didn't work.
So I said,
don't do that again.
Don't do that, please. And then she said, okay, I got your ticket. I said, that's, honey, you know the key to my heart, spending money on me.
That's really nice, too, because you were contemplating breaking up with her, but now I think
Brian,
she's a keeper.
Brian, I never said that.
Hey, beep, beep, your lie detector is going off.
I'm not connected.
You are. We put it in your chair, too.
I love her.
You do.
She's my wife. We've been together for 11 years,
wow.
And she's better than me. Brian.
Hey. If you say so, I agree with
don't
you.
Don't protect me.
I can't help it. It's my second nature.
What's your first nature?
Protecting myself.
Okay.
It's me and then you.
I like that.
And then my family.
And then D.
And then, no.
You
unfortunately,
are...
D, you're at the very, very bottom of the list.
Sorry, D. Honestly,
sit down!
D, you're not even on my list. Okay. So anyways, we went down to Palm Springs. Mm. A quick trip, Friday to Sunday.
Yeah.
So really, we were only there for Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday morning.
Just a little jaunt.
Just a jaunt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, we had a wonderful time.
I love it.
We love these guys. They were great hosts. We got to go to Trader Joe's.
Oh, my God.
You seen the treats they have there?
I love Trader Joe's.
Oh, my God. I love Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
They have the best treats of the best treats.
Treats.
Treats. I just go there for treats. I don't want anything else.
Mm-hmm.
We did get some nice hamburger buns.
Okay.
And turkey burger buns.
Okay.
They were good.
Mm.
Real good.
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother Matt keeps going to Trader Joe's and bringing back my nephews all these fun treats.
Mm.
Well, guess who got to go to Trader Joe's this time and brought back some treats for them? I ate half
Uncle
of them.
Uncle Amy.
Uncle Amy went.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Jamie went. And I ate half of them, but I'm going to give them some of it.
That's so sweet.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to try. I'm going to be like, hey, guys. I got something
like
for you.
Yeah.
You like me better again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
he's really swooping in.
Oh,
I don't like
it. A lot of Instagram saying back off.
Do you DM him back off?
I do say, hey, come on. Like, you know, those kids have Uncle Jamie and Uncle Ryan. So.
Oh, and you can include yourself in it.
Maybe. I don't really see that. I see them once every like 3 years.
Yeah, but that's okay. You're still there. You're still an uncle.
Yeah.
okay, well, I recently got them both PLT hats.
And oh, they came.
They came, but what, it's a little bit too big for the smaller one. He was pissed.
Oh, well, he'll grow into it.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, hey, honey, you're going to grow into it. And he was like, but it's not there now. I can't wear it now. And I was like,
shut up.
Shut up. Okay, anyways, so we went to Palm Springs, and it was wonderful. I mean, we honestly had a gab of a time.
That's nice.
We watched, you know what I got to see?
What's that?
MILF Manor.
Oh,
remember you brought that up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, what is this? And we talked about it, and I was like, Brian, no. Mm. Brian.
Do you like it?
It was horrific.
Yes.
If you don't know what MILF Manor is... We've talked about it before, but now I got a real inside view, okay? I got a real insider's peek.
Okay.
Mothers come on a show that consider themselves MILFs, which are moms I'd like to F, and they bring their young sons on that range from age, I think, 19 or 20 to like 26. And the sons come on who love themselves, and one of the, they go into this house, it's called MILF Manor, and they do like, I don't know if they do competitions. Like, anyways, there was this one competition that they did where the women were naked under a towel about to get massaged, blindfolded, and the boys came out, their sons, blindfolded, and they each had to massage the women. And one boy massaged his mother, and the mother was saying, oh, yeah, baby. Oh. Yeah, baby, that's the spot, baby. Oh. And it was her son.
No.
Brian.
It's like me and my mom.
No, Brian, you can't be going on to MILF Manor. Listen, I don't understand this. You cannot go on. MILF Manor can't exist. How did this get
MILF
green,
Manor? Yeah.
MILF How did this happen, Brian? They bring their sons.
There's like, they're out of ideas.
One of them was making out. There was a double date.
Yeah.
One of them was making out with the guy she liked, whose mom was on a double date beside them. And the mom was watching them like kiss each other. And she was like, in their talking head, she was like, I'm not sure I really like that. She didn't have to do that in front of me. Imagine I was making out with Jenny in front of my mom while my mom was on a date with another young boy.
I can't imagine that. No.
No.
Well, imagine you were on this show and like you're from some small town and you get a little bit of fame from this show and you host like, you know, little trivia nights or whatever in town and you're like, from MILF Manor, it's Trevor L. And that's who you are for the rest of your life. Your MILF Manor's Trevor L.
Yes. No. I didn't like it. Okay. But we were like every minute our jaws were dropping to our chest.
Yeah,
like
it
was unbelievable. I cannot believe that I live in a time where MILF Manor is
MILF Manor.
MILF Manor 2 is coming,
no.
by the way. I don't really know if it's like how they're gonna do MILF Manor 2. I mean, well, no, that doesn't make any sense, does it? Yeah, they're just gonna bring in a whole new crop of women and their sons.
I think this is how we know we're near the end of days when MILF Manor is a television program.
Brian, I don't like it.
We've reached the end.
We've reached the end. We're all gonna have to climb into our little holes now that we've built our little bunkers. But anyways, it was fun. You know, we had a gab. We had a good time.
In and out. Hi, Palm Springs. See you later. I'll be back.
And so see you later. I will be back.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, one night that the Theragun, our friend, said, hey, you guys can use the Theragun because I was saying that my legs were sore.
Ooh.
From working out.
Yeah. Well, she's got a PT now.
That's right. A personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, his boyfriend immediately said, it's not for humping. Do you know what a Theragun is?
Yeah.
And he said, we can't hump it. So I didn't like that. I said, I'm not going to hump your Theragun or whatever the hell it's
sicko.
Called.
He's
sick.
Pervert.
Something did happen, though.
What's that?
That really just threw me for a loop.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Okay.
So these friends are staying in a gated community.
Yeah.
Let me just start off with everyone is white.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person is white. First red flag.
Yeah.
Second red flag. It is a very American Palm Springs gated community. All the houses look the same. It's huge. There's a golf course. There's a couple pools.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of the community with the houses. It's cute. You have your golf cart. That's your way of getting around.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like how white it was. That was very off-putting and felt weird and very like Pleasantville. Everybody was a senior. Normally I like that
because
it's quiet and slow. But these seniors were a touch off.
Oh.
So one day on the Saturday, we're like, they want to keep a low profile, right? They don't want to get in trouble in this community. Technically, the person that owns the house is supposed to be there if they're going to have guests. But I mean, I'm sure, you know, if you own a house, you can do and say as you please.
Mm-hmm.
If people aren't causing a ruckus, these guys are really quiet. They're very respectful, you know, whatever, career men.
Okay.
They're down there working. And so one day we were like, you know what? Let's not go to the pool because we just don't want anyone asking us any questions. Like, who are these four people? And they don't look like everybody else.
Mm.
And they look gay.
Flaming.
They look flaming. So it wasn't Palm Springs proper. It was just out of Palm Springs. So it wasn't very gay.
Okay.
It was very straight.
Oh, I don't like that.
Okay. Anyway, so the Saturday, we're like, well, let's get tickets to a pool. And we're like, yeah, we'll just, but we left it too late. So we couldn't go to a pool. So then we were like, let's just go suss out. There's two pools. If one of them's not very busy, mm-hmm. just go keep a low profile. Yeah. No big deal.
Low profile.
Keep a low profile. So we hit up one pool. We get there. We're reading our books. There's a few people in the pool. One guy's swimming laps. He's got a thong. I love it.
Oh, I love that too.
This elderly man has this thong on. I'm like, yeah. Oof. Aerodynamics, mm-hmm. whatever it's called in the pool.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, this woman gets in the pool. She keeps asking everybody, paradise, isn't it? Okay, literally every single person she finds in the pool, she goes, paradise, isn't it?
Wow.
And most people are going, oh, you know, she knows what she's gonna get. You're gonna get, oh yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Living
it is
a life.
Live it. Nothing gets better than this. Mm-hmm. And then she meets this one guy and she goes, again, for like the fifth time, because we're in the pool just sitting there, she goes, paradise, isn't it? Again, to this man. And this man goes, nope. And she goes, oh well, it is paradise. Mm. And he goes, no. And she goes, well, it's paradise to me. And he goes, well, not to me. And then she goes, well, what's paradise to you? And he goes, not till Monday. And then leaves it. And she goes, okay.
Yeah.
And then he goes, Monday, I'm going to Hawaii. And then she goes, oh, well, this is paradise too. And then he goes, nope. He's going, no. And then his wife looks at her and rolls her eyes. Like, I'm sure she's rolls her eyes. She continues to probably be like, oh my God. Okay, now here's where it turns up.
Okay.
This man comes and he's so loud. He's just arrogant. He's loud. He's making a spectacle of himself. He's just like everything he does. Like when he sits down, he goes, oh, ow. Like, mm-hmm. ooh, whatever. This man in his 70s. He's wearing shorts down to his knees that are tight, like bicycle black shorts, whatever. He makes his way into the pool, looks at us, gives us a little look. And I'm very aware. I'm an aware person. I'm mm-hmm. always aware of my surroundings, always looking to make a connection.
Yeah.
Or I'm always looking to sort of look and see what's going on.
Well,
it's paradise, isn't it?
It's paradise, isn't it?
So this guy looks at us and I notice him sort of clocking us and not sort of really liking that he's coming past us. So already I'm feeling his energy.
Mm-hmm.
Then he meets Paradise Woman in the pool because she, of course, says, paradise, isn't it? Mm-hmm. To him. And he says, oh, yeah, sure is. And then I hear him say something about God blessing somebody. He's like, well, God bless him. Like, it's very, like, aggressive. He starts talking about God blessing somebody to this woman. And I'm kind of listening, and we're still talking, but I'm, like, listening to them. And there's a girl at the pool who could have been no older than 20, maybe.
Yeah.
My friend seemed to think she was like early 20s something, but regardless, it really doesn't matter. I'm just giving you a visual. And this girl was there with her grandmother, and she had a two-piece bathing suit on. So did I, so did Jenny. Who the fuck cares?
Mm-hmm.
She happened to be a larger girl.
Yeah.
And she's standing, and I can see her in my peripheral at the side of the pool. And this man says directly to her, out loud and louder than talking voice, goes, you need to cover up. Disgusting.
To a stranger?
Yes, to a girl. To a young girl.
That he did not know.
That he did not know.
Wow.
I don't know if she clocked this because I can see her in my peripheral and I cannot stop looking at him. So as soon as he said that, I go, what? Like, I completely exploded. I said,
you.
What? And looked at him. And then I was immediately shushed by my friends. Quiet, quiet, quiet. We can't get in trouble. Like, we have to keep a low profile because they knew that they know me well enough that I'm gonna go. Yeah, like that was that.
Yeah.
So I'm seething, right? I'm fired up. And then I hear him say to the woman in the pool, the paradise woman, you know, I saw two girls wearing bottoms the other day with just went right up their butts. Their butts were hanging out. And you know what she says?
What's that?
This moron of a woman goes, yeah, you know, I was afraid this morning with my bathing suit. She's wearing a one piece. Great. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
The elastic is wearing in the butt. And I thought my cheeks would hang out. Like she was talking to him like that. Like he was right. Like she was no way she was going to come to the pool if her cheeks were showing.
Yeah, yeah.
You idiot. You moron. You don't check on that girl. You don't check that man and say, hey, whoa, don't say that to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so mad that I didn't. The thing is I didn't see if she heard it. I didn't see if she clocked it. I watched her then walk over to her grandmother and I didn't see her like showing any sort of emotion,
mm-hmm.
not that she needed to at all.
Yeah.
And so the next best thing to do would be to walk over to her and say, hey, I'm really sorry about that asshole. Don't fucking worry about him. That guy's a loser.
Yeah.
But I didn't know, so I didn't want to bring it up, right? So I'm still just like, I can't. So they're like, let's get out of the pool. They're like ushering me out of the pool because they know I'm going to say something. And fair enough. There's a part of me that's mad that they're telling me to keep quiet because any injustice like that, like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be around anybody that is going to feel like they're like allowing that almost. However, I get where they were coming from. They are staying there for a month. Like they can't get kicked out. Mm-hmm. And this loser's the kind of loser that would make sure that they do. It doesn't end there.
Oh God.
They say, let's get out of the pool. Jenny gets out first. I immediately follow her because I think if she gets out and he fucking says something to her, because we're both wearing two pieces,
I'm going to be there. Yeah.
So I walk out with her and as I'm walking out, I'm making eye contact with him as we walk to our chair and not breaking it because I want him to know that I see you. I heard what you fucking said.
Yeah.
And I dare you to say something to me only because I'm going to follow up with you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just let you fucking say that or anything to mine, which is my queen.
Mm-hmm.
So we get back. He doesn't say anything, but he does lock eyes with me the whole time. He doesn't say anything. And I maybe because I'm staring at him, I think maybe he's thinking, maybe I'm not going to say anything because she's looking, right?
Yeah.
So we sit down in our chairs and then my friends come who happen to be two gay men. Well, I can tell that this prick can tell that they're gay, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever that means. I just have a feeling that this prick can tell, okay? And this is what tells me. And then I'm going to wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
We sit down. Then this prick says to my friend, who's wearing a Yankees hat because it's his hat. It happens to say Yankees on it. Mm-hmm. It's sunny and he needs protection from the sun.
I've had a Yankees hat before.
Sure. None of your fucking business.
Yeah.
You Yankees fan?
Oh, shit.
Right away, as soon as he says that, I go, oh, I know where this is going.
Yeah.
And my friend says, no, I'm not. I'm not actually. And then he says, well, then why are you wearing the hat? There's no reason for you to ask that unless you're egging these people on because you're a prick and you want to like, you're doing something. Something's happening here.
Yeah.
I'm seething. I'm still facing the other way because 90% of me wants to just fucking turn around and be like, dude, stop talking to us. I heard what you said to that fucking girl and you're sick, you vile piece of shit.
Exactly.
We're what everything is fucking wrong in this fucking world. And just so you know, I'm going to tell you that's not okay because somebody needs to stand up to you. Obviously, nobody in this pool is wanting to.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy is unhinged. So there's part of me also that's like, you can't win with this guy. And my friends know that. My friends, it's not like they're being weak or anything. They just are like, don't engage.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
And we have to stay here, Amy. So stop being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Contain. Change yourself.
Yeah.
So he says, well, then why are you wearing the hat? And my friend says, who owes him nothing. But again, he's just having conversation. He goes, well, actually, I got it from the MoMA. And it says MoMA on the side, which is the Museum of Arts in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and I like New York. So that's where I got it from. And then the guy goes, oh, okay. And then the guy says, well, I used to live in New York. I love the Cuban women, the Latin women, hey, with the long hair and the chests and everything.
Sucks.
So he's saying this. They didn't think this was why, but I was like, this is why. It's because he knows they're gay. Mm-hmm. So he's egging them on and he's talking about women in New York. Or else, why else are you talking about the women in New York?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, where are you staying? And they go, here. And he goes, oh, yeah, for how long? Why are you asking that?
Yeah.
Again, you're probing, you're wanting to know, you don't like us being here.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend says, for about a month, where do you live? And he goes, here.
Good for your friend, by the way.
Yeah, he goes, where do you live? And he did it very respectfully. They're both obviously better than me, right? Like, the reality is they're better than me and I need to like chill out. And like this morning I was in therapy and it did come up because I was like, it was very hard for me not to completely lose my mind.
Yeah.
And we talked about it because I don't want to be like that. I want to be more reserved. I want to pick my battles.
Yeah.
And the reality is if I did go toe-to-toe with him, it's not that I wouldn't call it losing, but I would have felt worse leaving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if that girl heard it or else I would have come to her aid and said, hey, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, and then we were like, let's go. And then we left. But I can't believe that happened.
Yeah.
And I'm pissed.
I hate that man.
What an awful human being.
Yeah.
He just called that girl, told her she was disgusting and that she needed to cover up. She was at a pool wearing a bathing suit.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? Oh, before I left, the woman who said it was paradise as we were leaving the pool.
Forgot about her.
She holds up her empty water bottle and goes, hey, you don't know me, to me.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't know me, but can you throw this out? It's just over there.
Hey, you don't know me.
She goes, hey, you don't know me. And I went, because I was like seeing red and I just couldn't. I was kept being told not to engage. Stop it, Amy. Stop it, Amy. I just went, absolutely I can. Yes. And grabbed it and then threw it out.
Nicest girl in the world.
Yeah. And then I just went, I hope you have a great day. I hope you have. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So the trip was amazing. I sort of let that spoil the rest of our afternoon, I think, with my energy, which I was really remorseful for. Like, I hate that I couldn't just sort of let that go.
Fair.
But otherwise, of course, the trip was amazing. Again, I don't want to say anything. Our friends that had us there, they were wonderful. They acted the way that a normal person should act, which was don't engage and just chill. You know, what you can't change him.
Yeah.
You cannot change him. Mm-hmm. And then we left.
What a dick.
Yeah.
I hate people.
It made me feel mad because it made me feel like he had won somehow.
Yeah.
Because we left and he got to say that to that girl without anybody, any repercussions. No repercussions.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm working on, is like feeling like, how do I get past the feeling of people needing to pay for being that way?
Yeah.
But every single person that I've told, because you know I've told the story a few times. Every single person has said he'll get his.
Yeah.
Like, that's a miserable man. Mm-hmm. He's miserable.
Yeah.
So.
Loves himself.
Yeah. I just have to keep faith in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right.
And that he'll get his.
I wonder if you knew the guys that used your towel in Miami last week. They're probably all friends.
They're probably all. Well, they're from New York City. Mm-hmm. Probably lived there at the same time they did.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry, both of your trips have been amazing. Actually, I'm not. Yeah. Sorry about that. But they've both been stained a little bit with shitty men.
They have been, just for a moment, you know? I have to learn to let it go.
It's hard, though, because I honestly, like, yeah, I can't be like you, but it's a part of you that I also love, that you stand up for people and you put people in their place. So it's a hard little position to be in.
It is, because I want to do that, and I am proud of that for me. I feel like I've been taught that way, that you don't sit down, you stand up for what's right.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
be careful, pick your battles, and, you know, The only thing I could have done in that situation, like we said, was go and talk to the girl. I wasn't going to be changing him. Mm-hmm. I didn't need to tell him that he was a loser. He would have just then got these guys kicked out for no good reason. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would have just ruined everything.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm growing.
I'm trying.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My week sounds so boring now. Because the next thing I want to talk about is some quite exciting news from me. D? Fashion, fashion. Guess what I did?
What?
I tucked my shirt into my jeans.
Brian, I saw it on social media. What's going on?
I was getting ready for my friend's birthday. We were going out for some drinks. You know, I didn't have any, of course. Then we went out to a club after. A bunch of people in their 40s going to a club. Always a fun time.
Yes.
But we used to work there, so we felt like we own the place.
Yeah.
And our friend was DJing, who's also in his 40s. But I was getting ready. And you know, I love my tapered pants that I've been wearing for about 7 years now.
Go on.
They, you know, get old and I just buy a new pair. Mm-hmm. Different colors. You know the ones. They're kind of baggy and they're tapered in the bottom.
They're elastic on top there and elastic go. On the ankles. And they sort of taper a bit, yes.
I barely wear jeans anymore, but the other night I was wearing like a vintagey 80s retro shirt, you know, whatever. And I was like, maybe jeans will be better with this. And I looked in the mirror and I kind of just put a little bit of the shirt tucked in and I went,
you liked it.
It was a weird feeling because I've seen guys out, like younger guys usually, and I've seen even guys at the gym who tuck in their shirts in. Mm-hmm. I love it. I think it looks amazing. Mm-hmm. But this 46-year-old queen's too scared.
Well, what is she scared of?
I don't know. I'm scared of like trying to look like I'm trying to fit in.
Or, look at me.
Yeah.
I look like a 14-year-old skater boy.
I tucked it in. I loved it. And I got compliments all night.
Are you kidding?
I grew that night. It's a new me. D? Okay, that's a little, like, that's a boring story, but
no,
that's, Brian, that's a big step for me.
Hey.
Yeah.
You're not drinking and you're tucking in your shirts. Okay, this is a good year, 2024.
Wow. But I got another something I want to talk about, another something.
What is it?
My friend also just had a birthday, and he went to New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it. He invited me once ago, and I was like, no. I want to go to New York. I said, I'm going to Europe this summer. You know, sometimes you can't, you know, bombard yourself with too many trips.
Of course.
You got to focus on the ones, because I also want to go to Europe again in September for a wedding. But that one, I haven't booked that one yet. So that's a possibility. It's okay. A maybe.
Okay.
But my friend, he's going to New York, and he did go to like Kelly Clarkson, and he went to The View, and I was very jealous because I would have liked to go to both those things. But he was also good too. Like, I said no, and he never, you know, like asked me again. He was over it, which I kind of hated. I wanted him to be like, hey, sure, do you want to come? But he was cool. He was just like, yeah, I'm not going to fucking care. I'm not going to ask you. Anyway, before he left, he had a friend in town from Langley and another friend. Anyway, he's like, do you want to come for lunch for my birthday before I go to New York? I said, yes. I go, you know, he's not drinking either, so our meals are very cheap. And then we have to leave. And I'm like, you know what? Put his bill on mine. Put his lunch on my bill. I'm going to get it. So I buy him lunch for his birthday.
Birthday.
Nice to me, you know? He goes away. Now I get a text from him yesterday. His birthday was a couple weeks ago now. He's like, hey, I'm having a dinner this Saturday night for my birthday. Do you want to come? He goes, I get it. You already came to my lunch, so you don't have to. But like the lunch was just like four of us. This will be, you know, more of his friends, like probably 10, 12, 15 people.
Okay.
I passed.
Oh, okay.
I said, I've already gone to your lunch.
I've already celebrated you.
Yeah, and I just said no. And is that okay that I said no?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of get both parts, I think. Because I think that he said, yeah, I know we already celebrated, but would love for you to come again. Cause he's, you know, doing another celebration with more people and wants you to be there.
Mm.
But I do think that it is okay that, yes, actually, you know what? Oh my God, why am I even going on this explaining thing? Yeah. Of course it's okay.
Yeah. I just felt like, dude, you're making a big deal of your birthday. He's turning 47. I mean, I don't make a big deal of my birthday. It's like a thing. It's a personal thing. But for him, he's going for a lunch. He's going to New York and he invited friends to New York too.
Don't hate on
dinner.
It though.
Oh,
don't
a lot.
Hey. You don't be hating on other people's birthday celebration journeys.
I'm sorry. It's something I'm working on.
It's something you're working on. It's not hating on everybody's celebration journeys. The thing is that he invited you, which was nice. It sounded like he was aware. He was aware. And listen, this is my kind of guy.
He was
aware enough to know that you did already celebrate, but he wanted you to know that, hey, if you want to come, we're celebrating again.
If
you want to celebrate me twice, come.
I didn't preface it properly.
What's the matter?
Texting. You know how it really roused me up.
Yeah, I do.
Before he asked me to come to his birthday, he asked me if I was working Saturday night. And I said, no, I'm off at 7.
Okay.
And he goes, because I work 11 to 7.
Yeah.
And he goes, that doesn't make any sense. You just said you don't work at night.
I don't.
And I said, yeah, I work till 7. I don't. He goes, 7's night. Technically, you do. You're wrong. So he gets the fire in my chest going, like, I'm not happy. So then, you know, and he shouldn't lead with that because now he's asking me to come to his dinner and I'm so pissed that I'm like, no, I don't want to go at all.
No,
I don't.
I'm not coming.
I already bought you lunch. Didn't go on your birthday trip. Your trip was a long time ago. Now it's 47. Who cares? And you're having a dinner. I do love his friends. I do like the people that will be there. And I do love him.
Okay.
I would like to go, but it's over the bridge too. So I'm getting
the bridge, she's not going. Have it downtown.
Also, yeah. It's like on a Saturday night, I have to Uber there. I have to Uber back.
You sound like my mom. Amy, it's over the bridge, honey. My mom never comes to my house because she's like, I can't, honey. It's just over
it
the
happens
bridge.
As you get old. It's over the bridge. I'm like,
it's
I'm not going to go. And if you're from Vancouver, you know how small and tight Vancouver is. There's a bunch of bridges, but it's like 5-10 minutes. Like,
listen,
it's not far. It's not like New York or California.
If it's over the bridge, I'm not coming. If there's any bridge involved in getting to the final destination, which is you, you won't see me.
Nope. Sorry, I can't make it.
We cannot get over the bridge. It's too far. Okay? Within walking distance, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
If it's within my vicinity, yeah, I'll try.
Yeah.
But if you need me to go over a bridge...
Yeah.
No.
If you can like organize some sort of shuttle bus, or a limousine that you're going to take everyone in, I don't have to pay. I'll think about it.
That'd be nice.
But if you want me to pay for my own Uber and go over a bridge, I'm not going.
Anyways, we really let them know.
We really let them know.
Okay. So yeah, I don't think it was wrong what you did. You celebrated him and you spent your own money on your friend, which was really kind of you. So
we're having each other's backs today and I love it.
I know.
I'm my first priority. You're my second priority.
I love that.
And my family.
I want to be your first though. And then I want it to be you and then your family.
Well, you're getting close.
Please.
I think it's time for PLT stories.
Yeah. Now, look, this one's about me, okay? I was working as a PA for a commercial.
You were?
Not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, making some extra bucks in between gigs.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta do what you gotta do, okay, baby? And you learn a lot of things, actually.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
And if you get the right clients, It could be lucrative. Okay, so anyways, when you work as a PA, you have a, when you're on set, you get a walkie-talkie. Mm. And because you don't want to have your walkie-talkie turned up all the time, everybody has an earpiece so that when people are saying things like into the thing where it's like, make the actor, your actor look stupid, mm-hmm. you know, blah, blah, blah. You don't want the actor to hear or anybody else.
Of course.
And you don't want to ruin the sound.
Yeah.
So everybody goes on here. It's like, hey, Mike, can you go to channel two? And then you go to channel two. So that it's not bombarding everybody, but everybody goes to channel two to see what you're talking about.
And you can all shit talk Candace Cameron on your thing, but like she'll never hear it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, I had this earpiece in my ear all day because we were there all day on set.
AD all day.
Anyways, so I'm an agency driver, which means I'm driving them to and from set. I'm driving them wherever they want to go. I'm picking them up from the airport. And they are my clients for the day. Mm-hmm. They want coffee. If they want things, whatever, I go and do the things.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm befriending them and I'm having a real nice time. And they're having a real nice time. And we are becoming friends.
What a nice feeling.
It was a nice feeling, Sue. And so anyways.
There's so many jokes on this podcast that you don't know. What a nice feeling, Sue, is something that Judy Campbell says to Susan Derulo sometimes during filming or during live shows.
Who are our mom characters. Yes. You probably also don't know because you've never seen us live.
Yeah. Also, we always say it never come clean.
And it never come clean.
And that was, I think, from a video we made called Mother's Touch Toilet Paper.
That's right.
Where it's just a toilet paper commercial.
It's a toilet paper commercial. And I'm again a middle-aged woman. And I'm talking about the toilet paper. And I say, sometimes I'm wiping and wiping and it never come clean. And we laugh. That was literally like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
No joke.
Yeah.
And we laugh because I just said it never come clean.
Is that video still around? Can we put it on Patreon or no?
I don't know. We'd have to.
We're going to look at it. We're going to give it a one over because we're scared of some of the shit we made.
Some of the stuff. It really just was not okay. And we are beyond there. Mm-hmm. We're beyond that.
Anyway, you're charming these people.
Okay, so I'm charming these people. And it's at the end of the day, and now I'm taking these people. I've been showing my riz.
Whoa.
I've been doing some charisma stuff. I've been making them laugh. We're
Love
having
it.
A good time.
Mm-hmm.
And after we leave set, I take my earpiece out and I put it on my shoulder because we're done on set. I don't need to hear anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm driving
I don't
this.
Need to hear anymore.
I don't need to hear anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm driving this agency person and other people in the back, and we're having a good time. I'm showboating. Okay. I'm showboating. I'm doing jokes.
Yeah.
I'm flipping, turning around. I'm jumping in the air and turning and saying, no hands. No hands on the wheel. And they're loving
wow,
it.
Wow, she's on a high.
I was on a full high.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, about 30 minutes driving to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I walk them in, I make sure that they're good, whatever, and I say, hey, okay, you know, thanks so much. We have some hugs, you know, and then I get back in my blacked out SUV,
Ooh.
Feeling pretty cool,
mm-hmm.
and I turn to my right shoulder where my earpiece was hanging,
yeah,
and there was earwax all over my earpiece, sitting on my right shoulder. And the whole time I was risen, razzin', and rusin,
baby.
Everybody, all of them,
yeah.
saw how much wax from my own ear was all over the earpiece.
Oh.
Brian.
None of them said nothing.
What were they going to say? Hey,
honey,
you should put that back in your ear.
Yeah, you got a tissue?
Hey, can you put that on your other shoulder, please?
Can you put that back in your ear?
Oh, my God. I was like loving myself, rusin', you know, getting crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the whole time. They knew I was a disgusting piece of shite.
Just a pig. Yeah.
Like a full pig. Like what? Anyways, that's me.
Wow.
And I was very embarrassed.
And you'll never work again.
And I'll never work again. I will never work again.
Yeah.
That's me.
Poor thing.
Thanks.
Well, you're the only PLT in that story.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, quick little PSA, clean your ears.
I do.
Clean your ears.
Some of us, I do. And some of us. Your earwax falls out of your ears.
Well, I don't use Q-tips, but I do own one of those. It's like, I don't know if I talked about it before in here. It's like a little douche, but it's for your ears.
Yeah.
It's the most enjoyable thing. I'm so happy. Because I don't know if you've ever gone to the doctor when your ears are plugged.
Yeah.
And he like will put hot water in this little thing and then like. Whoosh.
And it comes out?
Yeah, it comes out, but you can do it at home.
I want that.
You go to your local Shoppers Drug Mart here in Canada, in the
sure.
States. Maybe you go to Trader Walgreens. Joe's, Walgreens, and you ask for an ear douche. I don't know what its technical term is.
Just say where the ear douche is.
Yeah, and you fill it with hot water and then you lean over and you push into your ear and then all this stuff comes out and it's so satisfying.
Brian, I'm gonna go do that tonight.
It really is a nice feeling, Sue.
And Sue, I'm gonna report back. And if it doesn't work, Sue,
yeah.
you'll be coming clean.
I'll pay.
You'll pay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll pay.
I'm up. So a long time ago. I want to say this was about 20 years ago. There was a club in Vancouver, and only some of these listeners are going to know this, called Tokyo Lounge.
I heard of it.
This is before Amy and I even knew each other.
Before I was even allowed to go out.
Yeah, and what had happened is that Tokyo Lounge used to be a karaoke bar, and it was the same owners of a nightclub I worked at. And the owners wanted to turn this karaoke bar into more of a club. And I was young, I was gay, I was hip, I was going out six nights a week. And one of the owners slash managers asked me, Ryan, do you want to promote a night at this new club? I had no promoting experience, but I was a little social butterfly. I knew a bunch of people. And I said, yeah, give me the job. So I start this night with my friend Jordan, who went by Jovenka, was her performer name. And it was a gay night. We called it takeout. And we had little takeout boxes at every table with candles in it. Takeout at Tokyo Lounge.
Cute.
You know, it was beautiful. And celebrities, a huge gay club here in Vancouver, just happened to be doing renovations at the time for a few weeks, months, I want to say. So there was a need for a new place to go out for the gay people. My night was a massive hit. One of the memories I have is this young 25, 26-year-old man, there was an elevator that you had to take to get up. And I came down the elevator and there was a giant line outside with the doormen and stuff. And they just wanted to see because they had a little ksh in their ear too. And they're like, Ryan, we need you to come down. There's a couple people that said they're on the guest list. We don't see them. I came down and I'm like, yeah, they're fine. And there was people in line and they were like, Ryan. I'm like 25, loving myself. I'm like, yeah. Let him in, let her in. And then I rushed in the elevator and it was the most famous I ever felt in my life. It was the highlight. It's been downhill ever since.
Yes.
But that's okay. It's my journey.
That's okay. It's your journey and it hasn't worked out for you.
Yes. Anyway, this night was amazing. My sister did the door with my friend Cassie. I knew all the bartenders. It was a great experience. I think I would make sometimes up to $2,000 on a night from the door. A 25-year-old man making $2,000 in cash.
Wow.
We'd go home. We'd have some wine. Me and my sister would throw fives in the air like we were in the movie Casino. We were little rich. High rollers.
That's right. That's what it is. Little rich high rollers.
Anyway, let me cut to the story.
Go ahead.
This local gay, maybe promoter, wannabe promoter says, hey, I have this DJ friend in LA. I want to bring him up to your night. Here's the thing. I didn't need to bring anyone in. This night was selling out every week. We had a lineup down the street. No need. But I thought, hey, let's try something new. Why not? So we fly him up. We have all these agreements on what my, you know, what the promoter is going to make, what I'm going to make off the door, and what the DJ is going to make. The night is a giant hit. Everything's great. Lots of money at the door. And my friend who helped promote it went to the after hours after, I want to say the world, Gorgamish, wherever he goes. And I had agreed to come meet him and give him his portion of the door. I think it was like $200-$300, something like that. It was a set amount. There was no percentage thing happening. So I go there. I give him his money. He looks at it. And he looks at me, and I can tell he's very mad. I think what had happened is that because the night was such a success, he had expected me to, like, give him more. But that was never the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I wasn't a promoter. I'd never done this before. I was new to this. But I agreed to our terms. Went and gave him his cash. Like I said, he gave me the weird look, and on I went. And as the days followed, I heard from several people that he was running my name through the trash. He's like, never work with Ryan Steele. That he must have made like $2,000-$3,000 off that door, and he gave me only $200, and I filled that place for him. No, honey. You did not fill that fucking place. That place was filling itself every week. Yeah, that DJ was great. And yeah, maybe we had a few more people than usual, thanks to you and the DJ. But he ran my name under the water. Is that what you say?
No, it's not.
He ran my name through the mud.
That's right.
That kind of sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And we didn't talk for years.
He dragged my name through the mud. So yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
He shit talked me. Yeah. Okay, PLT ears. And you know me, I don't like people not liking me. I don't like, not that I was in trouble, but I don't like anyone shit talking me. None of us do, really.
Yeah.
And I didn't know him well enough to care a lot, but I cared enough that I was like, shut up.
Yeah.
And when people would tell me, I'd be like, he's not lying, but I gave him what we agreed upon.
Yep.
And that's basically it. Years later, we did make amends.
You talked about it years later?
I don't think we ever talked about it. This is one of those things where you're just both fine with it out of nowhere. You're okay. Like, enough years had passed, and I hope he had realized what a fucking petty bitch he was being.
Well, now with your experience, because I feel like I don't have a leg to stand on because I've never worked in that type of industry before. Is that normal that it's like, yeah, you wouldn't get paid more as the door person because that's your job. You're not part of the night. You have a set job that you do. But would you pay out anybody else more, or it's the promoter that gets it?
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel on that sort of night, what the DJ was supposed to be paid and what the promoter was supposed to be paid is what they get paid. And I would always make sure the door girls made $200 each. I would tip every bartender in their jar. I'd always throw a 20 in, and the surplus all went to me.
Right.
Like, I was the lucky guy that got to promote that night. That's just, and also, here's the thing. Months later, when celebrities reopened, my night was empty. People stopped coming. It was so bad that one night I had a DJ lined up, a local DJ, and I think the payment at the time was $300. And he came up to me and it was empty. And he's like, dude, you still have to pay me. Like, that's our agreement. So I had to go to the bank machine in the club, take $300 of my own money out and pay him.
Okay, so now I get it. That sounds about right. Yeah. Where it's like, you're willing to bet on this night. No matter what, you guys are guaranteed this amount of money.
Yeah.
And I'm rolling the dice where if I get paid anything, but you guys will always get paid this amount. Okay, so I understand. It's like you're working for yourself. You're the boss. You're the high risk roller.
Looking back, say the agreement I was going to give him was like, $300, $500, who knows? Maybe if I made $2,000 or something, maybe I could have thrown him an extra $100, maybe $200 if I was feeling real nice. Like, and if I liked my hair that night or something, be like, you know what? I'm having a good hair night. Here's an extra $2.
Here you go, man.
Here's an extra toonie.
Yeah, here's
Buy yourself a fucking piece of licorice, you piece of shit. Get out of here.
Hey, you'd flick the toonie at him.
pick it up, queer.
Pick it up, queer, even if he wasn't queer.
Go down that elevator.
Hey, no, I wouldn't say that.
Anyway, that's my story. I want to say that the promoter, of course, I've left their name out of the whole story, is a PLT. I'm a mini one for maybe being a little greedy. But again, I was green, as they say in the biz. And also, I wanted that money.
And he wanted that money. He wanted to throw his fives up in the air with his little sister.
Yes.
Okay?
Like every episode, we end with a question.
What?
This week, we're ending with a game.
Whoa.
And I might actually migrate over to that format because I'm getting... I can't think of any more questions.
Okay.
This week's game, who has more Instagram followers? What I'm going to do is name two celebrities, people, whatever, that have Instagram accounts, and you're going to tell me who has more followers.
Okay.
You ready for the challenge?
Yes.
Let's do this. Selena Gomez or Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Selena Gomez.
OMG. This is a trick game show.
Well, if it is. Selena Gomez has 429 million followers. Taylor Swift, 283 million. Not even close.
Are you serious?
Justin Bieber or Drake?
Justin Bieber.
Correct. 292 million, 246 million. Madge.
Madge.
Doug Steele or Louise Steele?
Louise.
No, my dad. My dad has more followers. My dad has 88.
Okay.
My mom has 10.
Louise. My mom has 10.
Okay.
I like that one. Wait. My mom has 10. Okay.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
Or Cardi B?
Rihanna. Oh.
Cardi B.
How many?
Cardi B has 168 million. Rihanna has 152 million. Very close.
Wasn't fair,
I tricked you with that one. Okay, next.
Yeah.
The Rock or Chris Rock?
The Rock.
The Rock. That was not even close. 354 million or 6.2 million.
Hey.
Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
John Stamos.
Yeah, I know the one.
Or Uncle Joey, Dave Coulier.
Stamos.
Yep. You got that.
I know.
Not even close to that one. 4.2 million to 1.2 million.
Okay.
All right, next. We're going to do a little Bravo here, a little Housewives.
Go.
We got Kyle Richards versus Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh my gosh. Hey, how much do you want to wager on this one?
Well, I know the answer, so I'm not going to wager anything.
Whether I'm going to get it right or not.
Oh, I think you're going to get it right.
Yeah, and how much do you want to bet me?
$50,000. $50,000.
Lisa.
Kyle Richards.
No!
Kyle Richards has 4.3 million. Lisa Vanderpump, 3.1.
You tricked me again.
Martha Stewart or Snoop Dogg?
I'm not giving you that money.
You don't have to.
Snoop.
Correct.
Ooh.
Snoop Dogg has 86.7 million. And Martha Stewart only has two.
Oh, poor little thing. Only 2 mil.
More than my mom, though.
Yeah, 10.
Okay, only a couple here left. Now we're doing Drag Race. We got Jimbo versus Bianca Del Rio.
Oh, Jimbo.
Bianca Del Rio.
What is happening?
Bianca has 2.5 million. Jimbo, 631K.
Well, it's coming.
It's coming. It really is. Finally, got a couple shows for you.
Go on.
Who has more followers?
Okay.
Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Or The Bachelor ABC.
The Bachelor.
right.
Today didn't work out for you.
Brian, I'm going to flip this table. I'm going to flip this table.
This one, very tight race. Love is Blind has 1.4 million followers, and The Bachelor ABC, 1.3 million.
Why are you doing this to me then? Why are you making this so close? And some,
I had to do that. She just farted. Okay, we got to go. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Poor Little Thing, the podcast. We love you. And if you love us, please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ryan and Amy Show. If you want to see exclusive content and extra goodies, join our Patreon and strap in because it gets wet and wild. And as we always say, you poor little thing.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.